It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Sharks Ice at San Jose. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks face off against the defending Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. But the news around the National Hockey League isn't about the Florida Panthers today. It's about the Colorado Avalanche and the Carolina Hurricanes, the first blockbuster trade of the season. And, of course, it starts off the big trades and all of the speculation that's going to go on for the rest of the year. Drew, were you shocked? Were you surprised by what happened? And what do you think about what each team got?
I'm totally shocked by Rantanen being traded. I thought that they would be able to come to a deal, but money-wise, maybe they couldn't. The guy is a stud, raised in the Colorado organization. Hell, we were talking about Rantanen the other day. Would you like? What free agent would you like to go after? Rantanen would be my guy.
He's one.
He's number one for sure. And so, finding out about it was a shock. I am pleased to see that he didn't sign an extension. So that'll be fun in the summer. So you're saying there's still a chance. When you look at Taylor Hall going over too, is there a more traveled number one pick overall than Taylor Hall?
Probably not. Certainly not in recent years. Definitely not.
It's amazing. And I know Taylor a little bit from my Edmonton days. And you know, he gets another chance to be in the playoffs, and maybe he'll help. He's going to play today. I think, obviously, they've loaded up with in Carolina. Apparently, though, they're going to really work on the extension for Rantanen, because Tom Durden, the owner, was very disappointed when they couldn't get the extension for Guentzel, for Jake, when they got him. So there's going to be a lot of behind-the-scenes machinations going back and forth. I'm really wondering, Colorado, what that does to this team. One of the best teams in the league, yet Rantanen, from what everybody says, was the emotional driver of that team and the physical one as well.
So I got a few thoughts on this whole thing. Number one, it is the modern-day NHL, right? It's very interesting to note that Edmonton has been able to keep both Dreisaitl and McDavid together with all these new high salaries and the new projected salary cap, but Colorado obviously didn't feel like that they were going to be able to, or, who knows, maybe at the end of this little run, they go try to get him back. My guess is that's not the case in the case of Rantanen, but in terms of emotional drivers, Martin Natchez is that kind of a guy too. He's not the same player, but he's somebody that will definitely help Colorado, at least for the time being. On the other side of it, Taylor Hall will definitely help. To me, it's Tom Dundon and the Eric Tulsky and the entire organization in Carolina basically saying, we're not satisfied with being a good team that loses in the third round. We're going to try to go for it, and if it doesn't work, then maybe bigger changes are going to happen with the roster in Carolina. That's what that says to me. But the rest of it, I'm a little more bullish on Natchez as a player as you are. He's a fine hockey player.
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
But he's not Mikko Rantanen.
He's not Rantanen.
Well, you're not going to get that.
Yeah, so that's why.
Otherwise, you wouldn't make the trade.
Well, yeah, but when you give up the best player in the trade, you've lost the trade. And maybe I'm wrong on that. But I like what Carolina's done for sure. I agree with you there. Nate just isn't the same guy. As far as the move goes, it's all money. Edmonton's going to be an interesting team in a year after when Connor's new deal kicks in. And so I'm looking at it and I go,
well, they're also the oldest team in the league,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So that's going to change.
Yeah, it's going to change. Yeah. So when I look at the Rantanen deal, I look at the deal and go, okay, Colorado, good luck on this. And maybe they see things obviously they see things that we don't because we're on the outside looking in. You know, the way McKenzie's playing, you got to be pretty, and Wedgwood, you got to be pretty buoyed with the way that goaltending tandem and those trades have worked out. They still got the best defenseman in the National Hockey League, or at least one of them, if you want to, we can argue the finer points of that. They've still got Nathan MacKinnon. They've still got a very good, very fast team. But Rantanen is a big piece of that.
But now is Colorado set up to beat Vegas? I don't think so.
I don't know. Shit, the game last night, though, Dallas and Vegas was something. Dallas looked good. And so I can't wait till the playoffs in the Western Conference because it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, how about the Eastern Conference? We don't know who's even going to get in at this point.
Yeah, with the West, I think it's kind of – it's pretty much – we kind of know.
It's close.
Yeah, but you're right. In the East, we do not know. But you get one thing we do know, the team the Sharks are playing tonight are going to be in.
I talked to Alexander Barkov yesterday, one of my favorite players in the National Hockey League. And the first thing I asked him was, I said – how are you guys treated now? Now that you've won the Stanley Cup, do you notice a difference? And he looked at me and he said, well, everybody definitely wants to play their best against us now. And it didn't used to always be that way. So it's, I guess you could say, similar to playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Everybody wants to play a great game against them because they're from Ontario.
Yeah, everybody's watching, right? Your folks are watching back home, Drellas. But the way that Florida plays... if you're not playing your best game, you're going to get ran over. They are a physical team. They're a hard, simple, forechecking team. They do things really well. They track back hard. They close time and space. They pressure you in the offensive zone. They go to the net. They are a relentless, physical, overpowering team. And if you're not ready to play your best, top-notch physical game, if you're not ready to push back, it will be a tough night.
And it looks like that Aaron Ekblad is just about ready to come back, too. And another good hockey player. You don't like him?
No, I love him, but he's injured all the time. I mean, the poor guy. Like, he's gone so many injuries in his career. It's amazing that he keeps playing. It's, for a young guy, he's got a lot of miles on that body. But, you know, he's an important part of that team, without a doubt.
Meanwhile, for the San Jose Sharks, a couple of changes to the lineup once again. First of all, Ty Dellandre, you hope he's going to be okay. It's going to be a while before he gets back after a pretty bad check. I'm sitting here with the tape recorder on, and I haven't heard a thing about Cole Smith and that match penalty. There's going to be nothing, isn't there?
No, I don't think there should be. He got the match penalty, got ejected, and if he doesn't get a suspension, I'm okay with that. I think the call was right on the ice. I like the review. It's a bad hit. But is it worthy of a suspension? Is every headshot worthy of a suspension? I don't know. That's why, you know, like, people can decide that on their own. But I don't have a problem with the non-suspension.
I don't either. They threw him out of the game. The Sharks had a 5-minute major power play as a result. Unfortunately, they only scored one goal. And then the other side of it was, this game was again, when they fought back after the three fights in 4 seconds. They ended up getting back into the game. They woke up. They tied the game. Macklin Celebrini, great goal. But then they got into penalty trouble in the third period. 3 power play goals against. What's going on with the Sharks' PK?
Well, they're not aggressive enough, in my opinion. And you can hear Doug Hooter from the bench talk about it all the time. They sit back too much. They're backing up too much on the entries into the zone. I like the way that Nashville plays and they contest their zone. They get up ice. You got to get up ice. You got to be in the neutral zone. You can't give up your blue line. And any team that attacks with speed, the Sharks slow down. They back up. So they got to do a better job up the ice. And they got to do a better job contesting their zone. And do not allow on the entries, go. One goes, all goes.
Well, we'll go back to the big trade to finish up our show for today. We discussed and analyzed it in detail at the start of the show, but my question right now is, and maybe my point is, I think this is just the beginning of a lot of different changes that a lot of different teams are going to make between now and the trade deadline. And some of the best and most, shall we say, exciting deals are going to be the ones that happen way, way before the trade deadline day, don't you think?
JT Miller, that name's out there, and he's going to go somewhere, probably to the Rangers. That's what everybody's saying. Because there's a lot of teams right now that think they're really close, and they need that one or two pieces, and then they're there. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of movement before the playoffs start.
Well, Anthony DeAngelo goes to the Islanders because of Dobson getting hurt. Yeah. And I guess if that's the case, he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, Dobson is going to be out for a while, yeah. That's what it looks like. So, there's going to be a lot of moves made because teams believe they've got a chance.
We've got an airtime of 6:30 Pacific time tonight at SAP Center. The Sharks against the defending Stanley Cup champions. Scott Hannon will be with me tonight with the call. Until then, that's the Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.